Services Subcommittee is focusing on early detection as the COVID-19 numbers continue to increase in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. This is according to Health Promotions Officer and member of the COVID-19 Task Force, Shanika John.
Currently, we are really working on early detection. And early detection is really just trying to identify those persons who are, one, symptomatic, which means you are sick, you're experiencing some flu-like symptoms or COVID-19, or even those persons who are asymptomatic. You're not experiencing any symptoms. You feel fine in your own definition. You may have one or two things here, but nothing alarming enough to send you to the hospital or to push you to seek care. And so we've definitely increased our capacity for testing. And so we've asked persons to really seek care early. All of this is part of the reason why we really want to encourage persons to seek care early. Do not try to self-diagnose at home or try to wait it out. You know, sometimes something will happen and we say we're waiting it out. That's not something that we recommend. And also we are really looking at containment. And containment has to do a lot with being able to contain the spread of the virus in country as well. It's really important for us to do that because it helps us to be able to curb and to slow the spread of any possible outbreak or severe clusters across St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John. Regionally, Guyana says it needs further clarification from the United States-based Centers for Disease Control and Prevention so as to administer FDA-approved vaccines to people who have been fully immunized using a vaccine not yet approved by the World Health Organization. Guyana's Health Minister, Dr. Frank Anthony, told reporters there needs to be clarity as it relates to the recommendations from the CDC to administer the vaccines. Antigua and Barbuda's Prime Minister Gaston Brown says those seeking to avoid mandatory COVID-19 vaccination by claiming a religious exemption have another thing coming. He says this will not be abused. Internationally, Johnson & Johnson released data showing that a booster dose to its one-shot coronavirus vaccine provides a strong immune response months after people receive a first dose. J&J says it is now in talks with regulators, including the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the European Medicines Agency, and others regarding using booster doses of its vaccine. And New Delhi has warned the UK that its citizens would face reciprocal measures over London's new discriminatory COVID-19 rules requiring travelers from India to quarantine even if they are fully vaccinated. England and Scotland will ease pandemic restrictions from early October, but the list of countries with approved vaccines does not include India, despite the country using a locally made version of the AstraZeneca vaccine created in Britain. I'm Yolande Richards with today's COVID-19 update.